WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
A state of emergency. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Declared by Georgia's Republican governor, calling up 1,000 National Guard troops after a weekend of deadly shootings in Atlanta. An 8-year-old girl among those killed. GOP Congressman Doug Collins from Georgia just told Fox,
"It shouldn't take a tragic death for somebody to all of a sudden say, wow, we need to enforce the law."
Now, Georgia's Democratic Party leader says it's disgusting that Governor Kemp is using his executive power to protect state buildings after months of inaction on the coronavirus and police brutality. Now, the weekend was even more violent and deadly in Chicago, where there's an arrest in a shooting that got a lot of attention. Fox's Jeff Manasso has more live.
Dave, first-degree murder charges are now filed against a 33-year-old Chicago man in the weekend shooting death of 7-year-old Natalia Wallace, a little girl shot in the forehead on the 4th of July as she played outside her family's home.
It's like kids are just dying left or right out there. Why did you target my child? Why did you have to kill my child?
Wallace's mother, Michelle Rogers, a 14-year-old boy, also among over 70 shot and a dozen killed, with Mayor Lori Lightfoot, like New York City's embattled mayor, blaming coronavirus as a contributing factor in the explosion of violence. Dave.
Jeff, as the virus keeps surging in most states, White House Task Force Dr. Anthony Fauci is calling it a serious situation.
Within a period of a week and a half, we've almost doubled the number of cases.
President Trump wants kids back in school, and there's a big discussion on that today at the White House.
The president and first lady will meet with teaching professionals, students, and parents at all levels of education to discuss the impact of keeping schools closed. So far, 39 states have released some type of guidance to reopen schools this fall.
Fox's Todd Pyro. The clock may be ticking on TikTok, the app a lot of American kids watch videos on. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's collecting information for the communist Chinese, telling Fox's Laura Ingraham TikTok could be banned here.
I don't want to get in front of the president, but it's something we're looking at.
America's listening to Fox News.
It's the perfect time for a powerful business refresh during Dell Technologies Cyber Savings event. It starts now with up to 50% off high-performance Windows 10 business laptops, desktops, and servers, plus top-brand electronics. It's also your chance to streamline IT and simplify PC life cycles with PC as a service. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 10 Pro for business. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
Time's running out to win $7,000 a week for life from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $7,000 a week, week after week, for life. Don't miss your chance to win, because $7,000 a week for life is ready to be awarded on August 31st. Go to PCH.com and enter before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 8/26. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
The Supreme Court still has some cases left to decide in a term that's extended deeper into the summer than usual in this corona crisis. One key ruling will be on President Trump's effort to keep his financial records and tax returns away from House Democrats and a New York prosecutor. Win or lose on that, Democrats want to revive yet another case against the president.
A court filing joined by 215 congressional Democrats asked the U.S. Supreme Court to revive a lawsuit alleging the president is violating the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution. A federal appeals court dismissed the lawsuit, ruling the lawmakers have no standing to sue. It's unlikely the justices decide whether or not to take up the case until late September. If they do agree to hear the case, it's unlikely to be argued before early next year. Democrats accuse President Trump of profiting from his hotel business in violation of the Constitution's ban on federal officials receiving gifts from a foreign state without congressional approval. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are falling down more than 200 points for the Dow. Several Major League Baseball teams are still awaiting coronavirus test results, including the defending champion Washington Nationals, who canceled a workout as a precaution. The season starts 2 weeks from Thursday.
The New York Yankees and Washington Nationals will get the 2020 season started on July 23rd with first pitch at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Major League Baseball unveiling their schedule for the shortened campaign Monday that will see all 30 ball clubs play 60 games each, 40 of those against division rivals, the other 20 against their counterparts in the opposing league, the AL East taking on the NL East, for example. The LA LA Dodgers and San Francisco Giants will also take the field on July 23rd, with all other ball clubs opening up their seasons on the 24th.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano. Six NBA teams will arrive in Orlando, Florida today. That's where the season will restart later this month. The other 16 teams will show up later in the week. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monacelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Fire officials are investigating the cause of a fire that broke out at a two-story home in West Champaign early Sunday morning. The News Gazette says one of the people living in the two-story home at 3920 Rockdale Drive called 911 to report the fire. Six people were in the home and no one was hurt. Fire crews were able to keep the fire contained to the garage and attic. The family has been displaced. A 24-year-old Urbana man who had been walking on Interstate 74 died after being hit by a vehicle. State police say it happened at about midnight Friday near mile marker 185. 53-year-old Barbara Graham of Belvedere was driving a Kia Sportage when a man entered the highway. The man has been identified as Caleb Sullivan. He was hit in the left lane. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Graham had minor injuries and was taken to an area hospital. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monacelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Okay, we've got partly cloudy conditions and high humidity today, meaning the heat index will make it feel about 10 degrees warmer than what it is. And with a high 92, low 72, if you have prolonged stints outside, make sure you're taking breaks because there's a threat of heat-related illnesses today. Make sure you're getting plenty of fluids and staying hydrated. Never leave children or pets unattended in the vehicle. So we do have that special weather statement with today's warm forecast today. Down to 72 this evening, up to 93 tomorrow, down to 74 with mostly sunny conditions. 91 the high on Thursday, then a 50% chance of rain late. Current temperature at 81 on ESPN 93.5.
Hey, welcome to the 8 o'clock hour. I am Stevie J. That is Diane Ducey. Conversations we've had thus far this morning has been who's going to be Joe Biden's vice presidential pick. He said it's going to be a woman. Will it be a woman of color? I'm kind of for picking the best person. I don't care gender, race, color. Don't care. But speculation abounds. Susan Rice has been jumping up the Veep sweepstakes list. We'll see if Susan Rice, former Obama cabinet member, is the Tammy Duckworth, also
yes,
been mentioned.
From Illinois.
Yeah. Also, we'll wait and see. And overall, you know, what you're for, what you're against. I'm against cancel culture. I think that's just appeasing. I mean, why would you cancel Hamilton, which is now on the table?
Yeah.
Because it's about slavery and stuff.
Hmm.
Why would you burn...
That was one of the most watched things because it was on Disney Plus over the weekend.
Well, yeah, but now, you know, the guy who, Manuel.
Okay.
Lin-Miranda Manuel. Anyway, the guy, the star, he said, I did the best I could, but it's up for, you know, fair game. We can cancel this thing if you want.
I see.
So they're also talking about Huckleberry Finn. We probably are going to get some book burnings out of this. If anybody still has a copy of Huckleberry Finn, how far do you go? What am I for? What am I against? I'm against ignorance. I'm really against ignorance because that's what racism is. It's ignorance. All God's children, baby. All God's children. I have a dream that one day my four young children will be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. They're bad black people, and they're bad white people, and they're bad Asians, and they're bad everything. When you come to America, we're supposed to be kind of one. I don't care. I don't want to know who you are. I don't care who you are. Put a screen in front of you. It doesn't matter. I want to know what you've got, not what you are. You are who you decide you're going to be in this life, and you have a chance to live in the greatest nation ever. And to cancel out everything that offends you, what does that look like? And why wouldn't they come to you because you're offending them with something else? You can't even speak these days. You're afraid to say something.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't America. Donald Trump's speech at the Mount Rushmore was unbelievably great. Unbelievable. But they went after him. Oh, my goodness.
One of the comments I heard was he didn't mention coronavirus enough and all the devastation that goes along with that in the past 3 months.
Probably because of the hypocrisy of the protests being okay and blessed by the leaders and elected officials. And they're just not all wearing masks. There are some that do, but I can show you pictures of those that don't. You can pick out pictures where I have seen a lot of masks. I can show you pictures where I haven't seen barely any at all.
Right. Well, we've gotten back and forth on that when it comes to the text
today. So the point is, you know, we need to love more, have empathy, understanding, forgiveness. The top tenet in Christianity is forgiveness. We need more in that heart of ours to love more and understand. But we also have to stand up and say, you're not taking away my border, my police, and my prisons. Crime's going crazy in the big cities. I wonder why. Oh, because police are totally humiliated, totally beaten down. They don't want to go to work. Who would?
Right.
So New York has spiked. The shootings in Chicago have spiked. I wonder why. Oh, it's because we have totally dissed all law enforcement, and that is so bad, and it is so wrong, and it is so inaccurate.
Well, and I feel like the leaders in a lot of these cities are just saying stand down, especially in those neighborhoods of Chicago.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've declared a state of emergency in the state of Georgia. Man walking down the street was at New York City, SO, holding the hand of his 8-year-old daughter, shot dead right there in front of her.
No.
When are we going to say enough is enough? When are we going to get done with the excuses? State of emergency in Georgia, why not a state of emergency in Chicago?
Here's a texter that says, can we stop checking a box for our ethnicity and just have one box that says human?
Anyway, when we tried this thing 244 years ago, I don't think it came with promises of no problems because obviously, the Revolutionary War was a problem.
Mike's asking, do you think reverse racism exists?
Well, there's those that say if you're not in power, you can't be racist. I don't know. You can debate that. Why don't we just open our hearts to each other and act based on how we treat each other? Not on these profiles of who we think we are, who you think they are. Love, man, and the greatest of these is love. All right, here's your chance to get $50. How about Jupiter's?
Okay.
Who said this? Kind of in theme with what we're talking about.
Each one hopes that if he feeds the crocodile enough, the crocodile would eat him last. All of them hope that the storm will pass before their turn comes to be devoured.
All right, so obviously a little scratchy. It's going to tell you it's kind of old. See how smart you are with your history. Pretty big figure in in the world history. Mm-hmm. Big figure in world history. 359-2255. You have to call in for this one.
Okay.
Your voice has to be on the radio this time.
359-2255.
No texting. I'm not taking texts. You have to actually phone call if you're in a position where you can call in. This is how you get $50 to Jupiter's restaurant at the Village at the Crossing. So, again, who, historical figure, what historical figure, big one, said this?
Each one hopes that if he feeds the crocodile enough, the crocodile would eat him last. All of them hope that the storm will pass before their turn comes to be devoured.
It does not. It fits pretty nicely in the mob mentality of, you say it's going to be a summer of love in Seattle, Washington, and within several weeks there are countless crimes and death. So, okay, let's see here. We have all those smart people, really? Hey, Kelly.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm great. Okay. I'm great. As long as my air stays working.
Say again?
As long as my air stays working, I'm great.
Well,
that's hot out here today.
Why everybody's trying to get a new air conditioner from me this morning.
Not me. It's working fine.
All right, Kelly, tell me, who said those words?
Winston Churchill.
Each one hopes that if he feeds the crocodile enough, the crocodile would eat him last. All of them hope that the storm will pass before their turn comes to be devoured.
You know, the mayor of Seattle was all for the festival and Summer of Love, and then they went through her gated community and went to her house, and then the thing was over in a week. So,
absolutely.
And you know, she's talking about all this, and the mob said, "We want you fired too." So she was going to be devoured last. It is absolutely out of whack. Hey, Kelly, I'm getting just $50 to go eat at Jupiter's restaurant.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, my friend. Thank you for listening. Yeah. So, Winston Churchill, 1940, by the way, he was before he was Prime Minister of Great Britain. I believe he was a lord of something.
Okay.
And then he elevated to be one of the heroes of World War II.
Right. I saw that movie. It was fascinating about his life.
He was some guy, really tough, and we needed him to fight the Nazis and Adolf Hitler. But congratulations to everybody calling in. The phone banks are full. This is like, how many years ago is that? Is that 80? 80 years ago? Let's see, 1946. Yeah. Dang, smart people. That's how we do it. Good job. Coming up bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Kevin R.C. Gutzman. He's written several best-selling books. He's an American constitutional scholar. I'll ask him about tearing down statues and the cancel culture. I'm not surprised we're getting into the books now where, you know, anything about slavery needs to be eradicated.
This is so scary. How many movies have you seen with that kind of storyline where, you know, wanting to change our past?
Yep.
I don't know why we learn from our past.
Well, you use it to learn and move forward.
That's right.
You don't, you know, Tammy Duckworth did say that President Trump at Mount Rushmore talked about dead Confederates. He didn't. Do that. He did not say anything about dead Confederates.
That was the comment where she said he's more focused on that than COVID-19.
Well, but he never said anything about dead Confederates. It was a very uplifting speech, but the problem with Donald Trump right now is that it doesn't matter what he says or, frankly, what he does. It's just set. Their goal is to drive that thing down and get as much mail-in voting as you can and make sure you beat him because this is a guy that is disruptive to their thing in Washington. He calls them out. He calls out Republicans. How do you think he feels about Mitt Romney? I think Donald Trump holds on to stuff too long. Man, if you cross him, you're just in trouble on social media and everything else. And I would take his phone away half the time. I have no idea why he went into the Bubba Wallace thing yesterday. Why?
I don't know.
Why would you bring that up now? You had a great speech. I thought you did a really good 4th of July. And then you bring that up, and I got to go through all that again. So there's just stuff you're going, okay, Mr. President, may I see that for a second?
Just hand over the phone. I'll be your filter.
Yeah. Anyway, we have the Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, the Stever offer, darn good one. $5,000 air conditioner. Kelly says his is working fine.
Yeah, that's good. But we did have a comment about a senior, an elderly person in this person's life that said, oh, the heat's not so bad.
No air?
I don't know whether it just wasn't working right or what.
Well, listen, if you have, and it's still $3,800, but if you go online and search out how good a deal this is, I'm very confident you won't be able to beat this. And I have one to give away. There's a lot of people that are asking for this deal, which is great. We're doing one a month with Lands. It's a Train 14 SEER 3-ton unit. It's really good, really efficient. It's Train. They're really good.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, taxes, installation, which includes refrigeration work with the Freon and all that stuff, it's normally about $5,000. I'm selling it for $3,800. I got one. So if you're interested, doesn't mean you're committing to it. You're just interested. We'll give you a call later, 359-2255. Text in the word L-A-N-Z, L-A-N-Z, if you're interested in the Stever offer of the morning. All right, here is your weather.
Up to 92, very humid today. A stray shower is possible, 72 our low tonight. Up to 93, mostly sunny tomorrow, down to around 74. We've got a high 90 expected on Thursday, 87 on Friday, and that's when we have the greatest chance of rain, late Thursday and coming into Friday. Again, the special weather statement says, stay hydrated and take cool breaks if you're outside. And of course, no young children children or animals left in the car. Temperatures currently at 81 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, travel specialist Kathy Banks as the owner of Stevie J Travel. I know what that's done to that. I mean, it's just nothing going on. And we got to get through it, and I don't know what that means. Does that mean we have to have a vaccine to move forward? Don't know. See what she says. She says there's a new escapism, isolationist travel. What does that mean? Stand by. It's 8:20 ESPN 93.5. Time for your Fox Business Minute.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
United Airlines is warning tens of thousands of employees that they might be receiving notifications of potential furloughs. United isn't saying how many will be let go. United and other airlines have offered early retirement and buyout packages. The airline says a surge in coronavirus cases and quarantine requirements in Northeast states are resulting in a new decline in reservations for travel. At United's Newark hub, bookings are about 16% of year-ago levels. Weeks ago, reservations were about a third of last year's travel. Uber grocery delivery is coming. Uber Technologies has started the service in some Latin American and Canadian cities and will be expanded to the U.S. later this month. Orders will be delivered by its Corner Shop unit, which it purchased last year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more.
BC Bank is honored to serve you. To our healthcare workers, first responders, and local businesses, you're central to the communities we're proud to call home. BC's grateful to partner with you and your families through life's ups and downs, today and for generations to come. Because as neighbors helping neighbors, we're in this together. BC, grateful to serve the communities we call home. Member FDIC.
There is one name you need to know in car repair in the Central Illinois area, and that's John Marshall. John is the owner of PDR Automotive in Urbana and makes it his mission to know that your car will start when you come to pick it up. John strives for a repair in the most efficient time possible and is the right person to take care of your car. From tires to engine to electrical to the simple oil change. Trust in John at PDR. 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana. John's team will take care of you like family.
Amana AC units have been rated as the best and most efficient air conditioners in the world, and ABC Heating and Air is proud to carry their product line. As a certified Amana dealer since 1971, ABC raises the standards of comfort and reliability, making sure they keep your family healthy and comfortable all summer long. As you spend more time around the house this summer, don't let the sweltering heat get to you. Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400. Plus, join ABC's Service Club for just $198 a year. Get an AC check, furnace check, and exclusive discount.
All right. We have another text in. With this cancel culture mentality about history that took place hundreds of years ago, the Democratic Party perhaps should be canceled. Certainly the party of slavery. And they did create the Ku Klux Klan. Yeah, Robert Byrd. He was part of the most modern member. And anti-civil rights in the 50s, early 60s, Democratic Party, that's accurate. It certainly were, Democratic Party certainly was for slavery, right? It was the first Republican, Abraham Lincoln, that got that Emancipation Proclamation through a lot of prayer, by the way. Very much a man of God, Abraham Lincoln, in a turbulent time, Civil War, 1861 to 1865. But, and then I think it was 3 years after the Civil War that they did have the KKK. And if you look at pictures in a parade in New York City, 1920, I mean, there were, looks like tens of thousands of those in the white hoods. Democrats.
Wow.
They started that.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, very few do because it's just, we're just not being very accurate with a lot of our history right now. Catherine Banks, how are you?
I am well. Good morning.
I am Stevie J, and I have Stevie J Travel, so I'm well aware of what has happened to the travel industry. We have postponed all of our trips till 2021. What is isolationist travel? What is isolationist travel?
Well, that is the kind of travel where you are not around other people, basically. So there are some things that are inherently that way, like, you know, hiking, biking, golfing, things like that. But then also, even some normal kinds of vacations are kind of becoming that. For instance, I was actually down in Mexico on June 15th, and I'm going back this Saturday. And even the resort down there, you know, the beach chairs are spaced out, the pool chairs are spaced out, the restaurant tables are spaced out. Everything's spaced out. So kind of every kind of travel that's happening right now is somewhat isolationist travel.
Well, if you want to travel and you want to fly, obviously you have to wear a mask. How was that?
You know, it was fine. And the airlines are hardcore about it, too. Like, they are making announcements, and if you refuse to mask up nose and mouth, you will be put on a list that you are no longer allowed to fly that airline.
So wow.
They are not messing around.
No fly list? Ouch. Okay, so...
But they are selling out those flights.
Yeah, yeah.
Well...
And that just underscores what a... I mean, we travel. Americans travel. And if ever there was a year we needed a break, it is 2020.
It really is, but I'm not confident, because all I do is group travel. And I'm not confident that comes back without... some assurance that we're on top of coronavirus, like a vaccine, which may never come. And the people that I see traveling with us are 65 plus that have money and are retired, and those are the most vulnerable for this thing. So it's a tough time for travel, Kathy.
You don't need to tell me. I've been doing this for 30 years, and for really, really sure that's true.
And you've never seen anything like this, right?
Oh, not even close. I mean, we had swine flu back, I can't remember what year that was, but that was nothing compared to this.
Well, and also you mix in the factor that we're supposed to stay home for 100 days, and then we have no job, and then, I mean, it's just an unbelievable perfect storm for a whole lot of business. This has been really, really tough. So you're going back to Mexico. What part?
I'm going to the Riviera Maya, south of Cancun.
And are you taking anybody, or is this a group trip, or are you just doing this to check everything out?
Well, my niece is coming with me, so we're at our agency. We are having someone down in Mexico every week, and my husband was there last week. Another employee was there the week before. I was there the week before that. So we're just trying to keep our finger on the pulse of what's happening, and so we can give people firsthand information so that if they are so inclined, they can be comfortable doing that.
On the social aspect of things, if people want to visit a bar, how does that look in Mexico?
You know, for instance, when I was in Cancun proper 4 weeks ago, like the swim up bar, like that pool was even drained. Like they are not messing around. That is not open.
Well, All right. Yeah. How do people find Kathy Banks? How do they reach out and find you?
Yeah. So you can either do legacytravel.com or we're facebook.com/legacytravel.
Hold on. Just got a text in. A friend flew American last week. They did not enforce their mask policy. That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I would call that an isolated situation. My experience and across many, many flights has been that they definitely are.
All right, here's the hope. Here's the hang in there thing. If something comes out and the whole world's working on it, where we think it's safe, you're going to be good if you get this vaccine. I think the travel business, you will not be able to keep up, Kathy. People love travel.
Oh, I think so.
We just have to have something
happen. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's part
of it. You put anything out there and say, hey, you get a vaccine, you go out and travel, you won't keep up. The phone, you have to get extra people.
Oh, and that's what we're rooting on.
Yep. All right, hang in there. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.
All right. Well, there you go. So... go on a vacation kind of alone.
Mm-hmm.
And golfing. Here you go.
Right.
Fishing.
What else? Oh, the bike sales have gone way out.
Oh, yeah. Dirt Cycle tells me that they're having a hard time keeping bicycles because so many are... good. That means healthier.
Yes.
And you can get a fantastic helmet, too. And you need a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of a helmet guy. Dr. Mike Hill, now retired pediatrician,
mm-hmm.
was all about helmets.
Yes.
And I believe in bike helmets. And I know all that. And by the way, you not wearing and making the kids do it, that's fine, but they're not going to wear a helmet later. So whatever. That's just how that works. Do as you say, not as I do never works, folks. Sorry. Okay, back in a moment. We're going to talk about taking down statues. Stand by.
Long's Garage, the oldest auto repair facility in Champaign-Urbana, deals with engine repairs, transmissions, brakes, suspensions, electrical, air conditioning. But one thing they pride themselves on in the one-stop shop for vehicle repairs is tires. Kumho Tires is having an instant rebate sale. If you buy a set of four Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. If you have a truck and buy a set of four light truck tires, you get $120 credit. So go on to Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street or schedule an appointment at 217-367-3942.
Hi, my name is Matthew Gordon, Doctor of Physical Therapy at Mettler Center. COVID-19 hasn't stopped pain and injury, and it hasn't stopped physical therapy either. Telehealth can bring physical therapy to you while you stay home and flatten the curve. Our goal is to make the experience simple and stress-free. To help, we are offering the first telehealth session free of charge because we believe it is an essential part of the healthcare system right now. To get started today, visit MettlerCenter.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 32 states are reporting more coronavirus cases, and the weekly average in the U.S. is up 28 days in a row now.
The nation is still knee-deep in the first wave of coronavirus. That from Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health.
It's a serious situation that we have to address immediately.
His warning comes as pharmaceutical companies race to develop a vaccine as part of the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed. Dr. Fauci cautions a vaccine may not provide long-term protection against the virus.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. There are talks in South Korea about North Korea's nuclear program. Fox's Simon Owen reports Deputy Secretary of State Stephen Biegun is there.
South Korea's president is proposing a forced meeting between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un, suggesting that could happen before the U.S. elections in November. But the North saying it has no intention of holding a face-to-face meeting.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monacelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police are investigating a shooting tied to a large gathering at an outdoor party. A release says early Sunday morning, police were called to the 1000 block of North Champaign Street on a report of a shooting. Police learned a 24-year-old woman had arrived at a local hospital with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to her leg. Police said the altercation at the party led to the gunfire. When police got to the scene, several people left the scene and police located dozens of shell casings. No arrests have been made. Vehicle emissions testing sites in Illinois are expanding their hours in July and August. The 12 facilities will open earlier and remain open later on 3 days of the week through the end of August. Saturday hours are 7 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. Hours on Mondays and Tuesdays are 7:30 a.m. until 6:30 p.m. The changes take effect today. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monacelli.
Hey, Betty, you live at Baytown Apartments, right?
Yeah, just off Prospect and Boardwalk Drive in Champaign.
There's a lot of great restaurants and shopping there. Is there a gym nearby?
Who needs it? Baytown has 24/7 fitness center and sauna at the clubhouse.
Wow.
It's great, but the weather being so nice, I've been getting my workout on the jogging paths around the lake.
You have all that at Baytown Apartments?
Yeah, it's the best. Staff does a great job keeping the place beautiful.
Do you think they have any units available?
Actually, they have newly remodeled 1 and 2 bedroom units. You should check them out at Baytown.net. Tell the courtesy staff at the welcome gate and get a tour.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Hot and humid today. We've got a high of 92 expected, but it could be 10 degrees warmer than that when you factor in the heat index. If you work outside, take breaks to stay cool and stay hydrated. High 92, low 72, up to 93, down to 74, and a similar forecast tomorrow with mostly sunny conditions. Up to 90 on Thursday, 87 on Friday, but there we have a chance for some precipitation, and we need that. Temperatures currently at 83 with the sunshine on ESPN 93.5.
Kevin R.C. Gutzman, New York Times bestselling author, American constitutional scholar and historian, and a professor at Western Connecticut State University. Kevin, how are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for being on the show. I love talking to smart people. I mean, what's your mom and dad say, or your family? American constitutional scholar, historian, best-selling author. Are you a slacker? Wow. Kevin, that's awesome. That's really exciting. You're very successful. Congratulations. I want to know what you think. Give me some perspective. I guess, where are we today? This cancel culture, this taking down of monuments, this anything Huckleberry Finn now is on the table. Hamilton, to take that off the stage. Where are we historically, and what do you see?
Well, I don't think there's been anything very closely analogous to this in American history. There have been other countries that suffered through this kind of a development. They had it in Russia. They had it in France. I could name other examples. It didn't turn out well. I think, in general, the attitude that drives a lot of this is unhistorical. That is, it assumes that people should always have had the same political, moral views as we have today, and then judges people in the past who didn't have them, who lived in different societies, essentially, as having been great moral failures. So if someone was born at a time when, for example, there were different expectations about the relationship between the sexes, and therefore had different ideas about the proper relations between the sexes, then they're judged to have been morally reprobate and not worthy of any kind of admiration. So their statue has to come down, or their name has to be cast into outer darkness. And, of course, that's not the way things worked in the past. People who lived in the past often had different ideas than we did. Maybe they were key players in changing society's views to make them more like what we take for granted. And I think that the way to understand people in the past is to start where their society was and then see how they acted on that. So take, for example, George Washington. George Washington was born into a society in which one was supposed to be loyal to the King of England. One was surrounded by, in Virginia, especially in what's called Tidewater Virginia, the coastal counties of Virginia, up to two-thirds of populations of those counties were enslaved Africans. And none of this was even questioned. But by the time Washington died, of course, he had taken the leading role in casting off the government of the British Parliament and King. And he also was somebody who took extreme measures against slavery, ultimately freeing all the people he had inherited. And now people are saying, well, Washington shouldn't be respected because he was born into a society in which he was a slave owner. It doesn't make sense. So, of course, part of what's going on, too, is that people just want to be trendy, and so they go along with their acquaintances in playing the game of let's throw down a statue, or let's go out and cast somebody's name into bad terms. And of course we ought to be resistant to that too.
Well, I played the Winston Churchill clip about, you know, crocodiles and being, you know, appease a crocodile hoping to be devoured last. I mean, right. We got the example pretty clearly in Seattle when the mayor was all for them and they wanted her fired. So she was down on the list, but you can't appease a mob, can you?
No, you can't appease a mob. There are two groups here, of course. One is the mob, and the mob just should be treated as a mob. It's a law enforcement problem. But the other group is the electorate generally, or the polity generally, and one major failing here has been on the part of our educational system. People seem not to have any idea of what it meant to be in the past, what it meant to start with different social conventions or different understandings of political commitment or moral obligation, and then to act on that.
Yeah.
So I think it's really just striking that it's the people who did the most to bring us to what we now think of as proper understanding of the major questions in the past who are being criticized the most loudly. Right? Take, for example, Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson is being criticized now for having been a slave owner. Barbara Oberg, the Princeton University scholar who is the editor-in-chief of the Jefferson Papers Project right now, the project to publish all of his papers in several dozen volumes, says that nobody took more specific steps against slavery than Thomas Jefferson, including that Jefferson, for example, when he was president in 1806, called on Congress to pass a bill banning the importation of slaves, that is, outlawing the international slave trade. Okay? So Congress in 1807 passed a law that banned slavery the moment the Constitution allowed Congress to do that, which was the earliest morning of January 1st, 1808. And when Congress passed the bill, Jefferson signed it, and that was the end of the international slave trade. Jefferson also wrote the first draft of the bill that banned slavery in what is now the Midwest. He also wrote a bill in Congress that would have banned slavery for most of today's Deep South, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, Texas, Louisiana, and it failed in Congress by one vote. Jefferson wrote the most influential and important anti-slavery book of the 18th century, Notes on the State of Virginia. I could go on.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, this is one of your books, Thomas Jefferson, Revolutionary, A Radical Struggle to Remake America. It's one of your, that's currently, of course, that came out several years ago, didn't it?
Right, 2017.
Okay, so you can, plenty of Kevin R.C. Gutzman, G-U-T-Z-M-A-N books to read and learn all these things, because honestly, I wasn't that clear on Thomas Jefferson, but you've just cleared up that thing, because I guess because he was white and because he lived then, he must have been a slave proponent, and that's not true.
No, he was not a slave proponent. In fact, there's not a single word in the surviving documents from Jefferson. We have more than 30,000 letters, speeches, bills, books, public reports from him. There's not one time that he ever said anything positive about slavery as an institution.
Wow.
And he did all the things I just named against slavery and many others.
Well, did you hear Joe Biden 4th of July speech dissing Jefferson? What the heck? He shouldn't have done that.
I think he's just going along with what he thinks is opinion in his political party right now. So this is a difference between somebody who's wanting to win an office and somebody who's wanting to lead the country.
Right.
You know, it's if you have knowledge that seems to be at variance with received opinion and you're in a prominent position, your role should be to inform people, to tell them why. Why is it that not too long ago, Joe Biden was perfectly happy with the idea of Thomas Jefferson as being held in the esteem of our fellow citizens.
Right.
And, of course, the answer is because he and everybody else his age knew these things I'm saying. That's the thing, you know, is if you look at those mobs out in the street, it's very young people, and I think it's evidence of a catastrophic failure of the education system. You know, these people have not been taught why it should have been that their parents and grandparents admired these people. It wasn't random. It wasn't that they just, you know, these people were famous names and so they admired anybody famous. There were actually good works that these mostly men had done that entitled them to be held in good repute.
Talking to Kevin Gutzman, American constitutional scholar and historian, professor of Western Connecticut at Western Connecticut State University, and author of best-selling author of, is it five books or six now? Five?
Five.
Man, so if I read Kevin Gutzman, chances are I'm going to be a whole lot smarter and understand a little bit better of what our forefathers did and what they put on the line. Finally, Kevin, how do we get out of this?
Boy, I think it requires a careful effort on the part of people who are familiar with the facts to inform our fellow citizens. That's the bottom line, is the way our Republican system works is we have conversation, we have public discussion, we make informed decisions. And so that's what you and I are involved in this moment, right? So that's the only thing that can change the trajectory we're on. People need to know and they don't. So we, those of us who know, need to inform them. That's the way this has to work.
But sometimes, particularly today, Kevin, I can talk to somebody and they'll say, you're lying, racist, right. You're white, racist, mm-hmm. You're lying.
I mean, they wonder what your motivations are.
They just discount it. Everything you say, people could hear you and say, he's just a right-wing liar. I mean, it's just, how do you combat the fact that they just say you're racist? I mean, it's so frustrating right now.
Well, how do I combat it? I write carefully footnoted books about it, showing them that what I'm saying is true. Or I talk to you about it and hope that people are listening.
Well, they're listening. They're listening. I'm telling you, Kevin, that's what we need. We need to have a huge campaign against ignorance. That's what we really need. Because you're right. I think we're falling down, and you know, it's up to a person to be hungry enough to learn, and the information is available. But, Kevin, they're talking about taking Hamilton off the stage and getting rid of Huckleberry Finn. I mean, isn't it true that those that don't learn from history are destined to repeat it?
Well, if they're lucky, it could be worse. You know, we've had actually a pretty positive history in the United States. Things have gotten better. That's generally been the vector of our country's development. The problems were identified. The electorate, the citizenry decided to rectify them. And in general, they've been improved. It's not inevitable that things improve in the United States. I'm an Army brat. When I was a kid, my father was in the military. I lived in a foreign country for 4 years. I can tell you, things are much worse in most of the rest of the world and always have been.
Yeah.
So this is another problem, is that the people who are out in the street seem to think somehow, I don't know how they came to this understanding, that America is the worst place.
Yeah, I know.
No, please.
No.
Inform yourself. So let us hope that through dialogue, other people can be informed and they can make better decisions than are reflected by what's going on in downtown New York or downtown Seattle or downtown Portland. And we end up with maybe reconsideration of some of our prior commitments, but I hope, in general, better understanding of why we've had these commitments and how it is that our polity, if not perfect, has been generally a good one. You know, it took a lot of effort by our ancestors to make America what it is today. It wasn't a story of oppression. It was a story of inheriting a lot of social institutions and legal establishment that our polity decided needed to be changed, and that it changed.
Yeah.
It changed. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know? So the story isn't things were bad, and so let's hate America. It was that things were bad in some senses, but they were made better, and that's a tradition we can continue. Let's do that.
Yep. Kevin, I appreciate your time. Let's chat again sometime, but it's wonderful to get facts out, to let people hear the facts and understand how ridiculous the time we're living in right now from the standpoint of the mob and the riots. If they've kind of hijacked all the peaceful protesters that have concerned about a whole bunch of things. But from the standpoint of history and tearing down statues and cancel culture is just off the charts. But I appreciate your time this morning. I hope people go buy all your books.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Kevin R.C. Gutzman, G-U-T-Z-M-A-N, best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author, 5 books, including Thomas Jefferson, Revolutionary, A Radical Struggle to Remake America, and an American constitutional scholar and historian professor at Western Connecticut State University on ESPN 93.5.
Chapman's Towing, the most trusted towing and roadside service in downstate Illinois, is looking for a few outstanding people. You need a desire to provide customers quality service with integrity and honesty, a commitment to maintain a more than 45-year tradition of excellence, a clean driving record, and love to solve problems and work outdoors. If you want to join the Tapman's team, apply in person in Urbana at 810 East Perkins Road or online at tapmanstowing.com. Tapmanstowing.com. Tapman's
Towing. The new boss from Taco John's knows how to own a room. It's large, in charge, and isn't taking any guff, especially from your hunger. Packed with over a pound of cilantro lime rice, black beans, and your choice of grilled chicken or seasoned beef. Or you can kick it up a notch with hand-cut sirloin steak. Go for the burrito or make it a bowl. If you want to be a boss, eat like one. The boss from Taco John's.
Stop by your local Taco John's at 902 Meyer Drive in Champaign, right next to AMC Theaters.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
Caution, a virus has been detected.
Captain, our bandwidth is too low and the firewall is down. The viruses are attacking. This is an emergency.
We'll be just fine. All we need is a competent captain, such as myself.
Computer, how are we looking?
Guidance cannot compute. Computers have been infested. We should have used Area Wide.
Quickly, call down to Area Wide Technologies in Champaign. The number is 359-8041.
Security threat neutralized.
Area Wide has done it again. We must remember to call them for our cyber security need. Take us home, Lieutenant.
Very professorial, but very, very good.
Agreed.
The guy is smart and... essentially, he's saying, let's understand.
Right.
Who we're
talking
about.
Instead of calling you ignorant, saying, you know, get some more information.
Yeah. I did not know all the facts about Thomas Jefferson, to be honest. And that's amazing. And he was one of the first guys to say, wait a minute, we got to quit this slavery.
Right.
And Joe Biden, for his 4th of July, said, Jefferson owned slaves and just went on.
Right.
It's so superficial and so following along and trying to appease, which we talked about. Let's check weather.
85, the current temperature. 92 are high, 72 are low. Lots of humidity, so make sure you're paying attention if you're outside for an extended period and taking cool breaks and staying hydrated. 93, the high tomorrow, mostly sunny again, down to around 74. Again, just that slight chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm. Up to a 50% chance of rain on Thursday with a high 90, low 72. Again, 85 on ESPN 93.5.
The Long Branch is open. The Long Branch is open. Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford is now reopened for indoor seating. Stop by and let Donnie cook you up terrific steaks, burgers, pork chops, ribs, and so much more. The wait is finally over because Long Branch Steakhouse is now open for indoor seating. And with their full regular menu available, you simply can't go wrong. Stop by Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. and let Donnie give you a meal you won't soon forget. At 310 South Main Street, downtown Gifford.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Man, I learn every single day. Every day I learn something, and it's just, there's so much more to learn. It's daunting. All the books that are out there, are there amazing historical facts that are out there that are just not, there's so much out there that it just isn't quite true that we're hearing every day and consuming every day.
Yes.
And there's so much political bias in our media.
Right.
It's just very difficult to sort through what's fact and what's not fact.
Yes.
You know, Jefferson is a slave owner. I mean, this book that he wrote would be fascinating to read. About the greatness of Thomas Jefferson. His book is a bestseller. It's a New York Times bestseller. Thomas Jefferson, Revolutionary, a Radical Struggle to Remake America. He was on the forefront in 1808 of stopping slavery. And he's cast as a demon in 2020 by the cancel culture. Dangerous stuff.
Big Grove Tavern is now open for indoor dining and patio service. 7 nights a week and brunch service too on Saturdays and Sundays. Great steaks, burgers, seafood, and vegetarian options, plus some of the best cocktails anywhere with excellent wines and craft beer. Give Big Grove a call at 239-3505, email sales@biggrovetavern.com, or check out their Facebook page. Everyone is welcome at Big Grove. Big Grove, big flavor.
PDR Automotive in Urbana encourages all of their customers to be aware of their vehicle's regular service needs. Performing maintenance repairs at scheduled intervals can extend the life of your car or truck. Let the terrific technicians at PDR examine your vehicle at least twice a year. PDR will design a preventative maintenance plan specific to you and your vehicle needs. Go see John Marshall. Go to PDRauto.com or call 367-9481 for more details. Jeremy Warner show coming up. I'm sure he'll talk Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. I mean, a $503 million contract.
Wow.
I figured that to be just about over 10 years if you include a couple of playoff games each year. I mean, that's something like $2.5-3 million.
He's only 24.
$2.5-3 million a game.
That's so crazy.
That is, that's a good one. Anyway, Jeremy's next. We'll meet tomorrow. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening to this program. Meet you tomorrow on the radio at 7 a.m. Have a great Tuesday. First Responder of the Month brought to you by Engelbrick Grills and Cookers, building award-winning grills in Paxton, Illinois. Visit grillsandcookers.com. Jason Rector, how are you?
I'm excellent. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, you are a firefighter for the city of Champaign.
Yes, sir.
All right, tell me about why you wanted to be a firefighter.
Yeah, so growing up, my neighbor was a firefighter. His name was Terry Swift, and he asked, do you know what you want to be when you grow up? And I said, no, not yet. And he said, I think you should check out the Champaign Fire Department. I think you'd be really good at it and you'd like it. So that's kind of what planted the seed, and I pursued a career that day moving forward.
You gotta be kidding. All right, so how does one become a firefighter?
Yeah, so you have to be 21 years old to be hired. There's a testing process, and we're getting ready to do a test this fall. And there's a written component, a physical fitness component, and interview.
First Responder of the Month brought to you by Engelbrick Grills and Cookers, building award-winning grills in Paxton, Illinois. Visit grillsandcookers.com.
Right now, we all might feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone with smaller social circles, feelings of loneliness and isolation can feel overwhelming. But there's something we can all do to help. Connect with your older loved one virtually and have the conversation of a lifetime with StoryCorps Connect. Anyone can conduct an interview, and every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history. Connect, honor, share at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now open 7 days a week at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign. Head in, check out their newly redesigned floor plan with their selection of buy one, get one free t-shirts, along with other items from top brands such as Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more. For the best selection of Fighting Illini gear in town, head down to Game Day Spirit, 1602 South Neal Street in Champaign. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
At Honda BMW of Champaign, they've got the widest variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs for you to choose from. Each of their pre-owned vehicles have undergone a rigorous and thorough inspection to ensure the highest quality for you. How could you go wrong at Honda BMW of Champaign? Visit them at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy, online at drivechampaign.com, or call 356-0303, drivechampaign.com.
Reynolds Towing Service in Urbana has been serving the community since 1980, and they want to extend a sincere thank you to local doctors, nurses, and first responders for the incredible support and assistance they're providing during these unprecedented times. We may not know what the future holds, but can rest easy knowing we're in good hands thanks to all of our local medical heroes. And if you still need towing or roadside assistance, Reynolds Towing remains open. Stop by 1417 West Kenyon Road in Urbana or call 337-0913.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA/SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. Your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.